Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Tuesday morning. It is finally here. The MLB has released the schedules for this upcoming abbreviated season, but it doesn't matter at this point. Baseball is back. So starting off for the Cincinnati Reds, they will begin their season at home, taking on the Detroit Tigers in an opening series. That series starting on July 24th. As for the fans of the St. Louis Cardinals in this area, their season will begin in July as well on the 24th. They have a three-game home series with the Pittsburgh Pirates that begins on July 24th as well. Huge news out of the NFL yesterday. Undoubtedly, it was going to happen sometime this offseason, but the Kansas City Chiefs removed any doubt as to Patrick Mahomes' future with the team. Chiefs lock up Mahomes through 2031 with a massive extension, and I hope you're sitting down for this one. Now, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the deal is worth $450 million over a 10-year period. It could be worth up to $503 million. The extension includes a $140 million injury guarantee as well as a no-trade clause. And after that performance in the Super Bowl this past season, it would have been crazy if the Chiefs did not lock him up at some point this offseason. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1978, the NBA approves a franchise swap. The Buffalo Braves, which were owned by John Y. Brown and Harry Mangerin, acquire the Boston Celtics, while the Celtics owner Irv Levin will get the Braves. He will later move the Braves to San Diego, where they will become the Clippers. And that does it for your sports update on this Tuesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.